Steel City Shakespeare here today, and I've got three actors here with me. I also have another representative from the organization and a representative from Troy Hill Citizens Council. Why Troy Hill Citizens Council? Well, that's one of the venues for the play. In fact, Troy Hill Citizens Park is going to host four performances of Richard III. Let's meet everybody who is here, and then you're going to have a chance to hear a couple of scenes. And Darcy, I'll start with you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me about yourself.
Well, I joined Steel City Shakespeare Center, several years ago. Really was passionate about Jeff's, the gentleman who was one of the main founders. I was really passionate about his mission to bring these timeless classic stories to communities that may not really be able to experience them in any other way. He wanted to create a setup where we had very limited props, very limited stage sets, so that we could take these stories and make them portable. And I just loved it. And from there, he's expanded beyond just Shakespeare. We've done some productions of some Jane Austen pieces, which I'm a huge Jane Austen fan, so that really got me excited. So it's just a really great organization. And so when I was offered to be a part of it, and I do a lot of the design work, so all the posters and stuff like that, that's all me.
I was curious, and do you act as well?
I do act. I've never had the privilege to act in one of Jeff's shows, though. Unfortunately, my schedule typically doesn't allow me, but I might try to jump in the Emma one if I can convince them that I have my acting chops are up to par.
And Darcy Mahaffey is the full name
correct
of the person you're meeting. Where are you from originally?
I was born in Pittsburgh. When I was about 9, I moved to the state of Indiana, lived there for about 9 years, and came back here for college. So pretty local girl.
Great. Well, thank you for being here. Let's meet a few of the actors. Ryan Bergman is here. Hey, Ryan.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself.
Yeah. Well, I'm an actor. I've been acting for about 10 years professionally now. Graduated from Penn State. I've this is my second show I've done with Steel City Shakespeare. I was first in The Tempest. Goodness, what was that? 2 years ago, I think.
It was a while ago,
yeah. And just love working with it. I love doing the classics. And as far as my background, I'm also a local boy. Grew up in Gibsonia, Pine Ridgeland area. So,
when did you know that you'd like to be an actor?
Oh my goodness. Probably when I was very, very young. 5 or 6 or something. And my sister and I used to perform magic shows for my parents. they're still my best audience members now. But
did you like try to saw your sister in half or do anything? To make her disappear. I used to try to make my brothers disappear, but that was...
I've been trying on that front for quite a long time. I think it's a futile effort at this point. I feel like there were a lot of tricks involving string. How many tricks do you do with string?
At least one.
There's at least one.
I would imagine. That was interesting. You turned to Rachel May Pulliam as a... if she were an authoritative source for...
I think she's a string expert, but I'm not 100% sure.
Do you know about string theory and things?
I don't know about string theory, but I did magic when I was a kid, and I know at least one string-specific magic trick.
Ah.
One way. It just has to do with making one string stand straight up. That's the only one I remember.
Wait, do you want to do it on the radio?
Yeah,
sure. Here I am. Okay. I'm doing it right now.
Oh, my God. It turned into a dragon. She's really good.
Rachel, tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm from Johnstown originally. I moved to Pittsburgh about 5 years ago for school. Graduated from Pitt last year with a degree in theater and English writing. And I've been, acting since I was little. So something I'm very comfortable in.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you. And then our third and final actor that's here with us today is Sebastian Medenti. Hello, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks. Tell me about yourself.
This is my fourth show with Steel City Shakespeare. I've been in Pittsburgh since a little less than 2 years ago. Before that, I lived in Lexington, Kentucky. Did some theater down there.
That's good. That's a good. Did I get your last name correctly?
Is it Medenti? Medenti, yeah.
Medenti. Okay. Well, it's nice to meet you. When did you know you wanted to act?
When I was, it was pretty late, was maybe teenage years, started doing high school theater.
I didn't think to ask Rachel May that. Did you know that when you were?
Oh, I knew I wanted to be an actor when my brother was doing high school shows and I was a little kid, and I would sit in the audience and like stand up and like try to do it. But and there, my mom would be, no, sit down. It's Zach's turn.
Well, we'll talk with Patrick Duffy from the Troy Hill Citizens Council in a moment. But why don't we start with the scene before we do so? And you're doing Richard III, mm-hmm. Steel City Shakespeare. And today and tomorrow and then next Saturday and Sunday, the play will be at Troy Hill Citizens Park. We'll give you times in a moment. Tell me about the scene you have prepared.
So in this scene, we have just watched Lady Anne lament the passing of King Henry, who was killed by Richard in the previous play. And Richard comes on and attempts to seduce her.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to try not to get too shouty here, but it's a shouty scene sometimes. Villains! Set down the corpse, or by St. Paul, I'll make a corpse of him that disobeys.
What? Do you tremble? Are you all afraid? Alas, I blame you not, for you are mortal, and mortal eyes cannot endure the devil. Avaunt, thou dreadful minister of hell. Thou hadst but power over his mortal body. His soul thou canst not have, therefore be gone.
Sweet saint, for charity, be not so cursed.
Foul devil, behold this pattern of thy butcheries. Oh, gentlemen, see, dead Henry's wounds open their congealed mouths and bleed afresh. Blush, blush, thou lump of foul deformity. Oh, God, which this blood madest, revenge his death. Oh, earth, which this blood drinkest, revenge his death.
Lady, you know no rules of charity, which renders good for bad, blessings for curses.
Villain, thou knowest no law of God nor man. No beast so fierce but knows some touch of pity.
But I know none, and therefore am no beast.
Oh, wonderful, when devils tell the truth.
More wonderful, when angels are so angry. Vouchsafe, divine perfection of a woman, of these supposed evils, to give me leave by circumstance but to acquit myself.
Vouchsafe, diffused infection of a man, for these known evils but to give me leave by circumstance to curse thy cursed self.
Fairer than tongue can name thee, let me have some patient leisure to excuse myself.
Fouler than heart can think thee, thou canst make no excuse current but to hang thyself.
There, Rachel Pulliam, along with Brian Bergman, with a scene from Richard III. And that will be at Troy Hill Citizens Park today, tomorrow, and then also May 11th and May 12th. And we're fortunate to have Patrick Duffy, not that Patrick Duffy, the other one from... You get that all the time.
I have no idea how much trauma I got from teachers growing up about that.
I'm sure you did.
Thank you for opening that up again.
I only did it since you're amongst actors right now, so forgive me, Patrick.
No worries.
So you're with Troy Hill Citizens Council. I want to know a little bit about that. So are you from Troy Hill originally? Or?
So kind of my arc, originally grew up, born and raised in Gogglersville, PA, which is in eastern PA.
No. What's the name of it again?
Gogglersville.
Huh.
No one knows where that is. It's fine. I came here in 2004 to go to Pitt. My background is engineering. And then about maybe 5 years ago, I got roped into where I am now, where I didn't think I'd be. through a tree planting, and I'm glad I did. Essentially, Troy Hill Citizens is the CDC, or Community Development Corporation of Troy Hill. We're all volunteer-based, so it's all people living in Troy Hill, all residents who, out of the goodness of their hearts, wants to see something better for the community. We help facilitate things like the Steel City Shakespeare in the park, working with city government, DPW, city council to try to get things done in the community.
And what got? What's your engineering background?
Electrical engineering.
And so you were at the Swanson School, I guess.
Yes.
What were you surprised at the passion you developed for CDC type activities? Because you sort of got exposed obliquely. It sounds like you're doing some tree planting.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that I think when you start helping out, it's kind of contagious, and you can see how a little act can go a long way, and it's kind of like the boulder or the snowball rolling down the hill, and I say that in a good way, and that you just find that you can keep on finding different ways to help out.
What would you say are some of the best-kept secrets, perhaps, about Troy Hill that folks don't know about?
It's really a community in the deepest and dearest sense of that word. It's a lot of families. It's purely almost all residential. A lot of people use it as a throughway to get to work, from the North Hills and vice versa. But there are a lot of wonderful green spaces in Troy Hill, a lot of strong churches. St. Anthony's Chapel is always mentioned as a highlight for people to visit, with, I think, the second most relics outside of the Vatican. Which I don't think anybody really would ever know about Troy Hill. I would say it's just a great place to kind of walk around and meet people and talk to people. That's really the key strength of Troy Hill is that interconnectedness of everyone.
I always tell folks, if you don't know where Troy Hill is, just go to the Penn Brewery, but don't stop. Just keep going up the hill.
That was actually my first exposure, was one of their Oktoberfests, and I had kind of just parked up the hill and wondered originally when I first came here, what is this neighborhood? And
yeah.
Found myself living there about 8 years ago, and I've absolutely loved that decision.
I did the same thing and discovering it, and then before you know it, you're on a street where it's very hard to turn your car around, but it's still very delightful.
Yes.
Now, what are the hours for the performances? They're this weekend, May 4th and 5th, and then the 11th and 12th at Troy Hill Citizens Park.
Yes, so they're all starting at 3 o'clock, and the performance is, correct me if I'm wrong, approximately 2 hours. I as long as I've been involved on Troy Hill Citizens, this has been a thing, and I think it's absolutely wonderful. I think, as was noted on the beginning, this fits perfectly with Troy Hill. It's very accessible to the community. That's the number one thing. Not everyone has a car. Not everyone can afford the ticket prices to go see a play. So I think anytime we can get something in front of people in our own neighborhood that can kind of spark imagination, that's an absolutely wonderful thing.
Great. Patrick Duffy, thank you for being here. And let me turn back to Darcy Mahaffey. You also are going to have shows at the Fine View Overlook on the north side, May 18th and May 19th,
correct.
Right? Also at 3?
Also, all of our performances of Richard III are at 3 o'clock. So if you remember Richard III and the 3, you're good to go.
Oh, there you go. perfect. Now, this is our last chance to talk with each other, not forever, but for today. I want to be sure before we do your closing scene, if there's anything else we should mention, I want to be sure we do.
Sure. I just would like to encourage people to come out. We are strictly donation-based, so it's pay what you can. We do have a suggested rate of $15, but we understand that not everybody can afford that. So if you can only afford 50 cents, a buck or so, that's not going to prevent you from seeing the show. We want as many people to get out and experience these wonderful stories that I think people don't realize that are so relatable until they're actually sitting there watching them. So come on out. And if for some reason you love our mission and you can spot a few extra to help someone else in your community see the story, then, we're all about that too. So nothing should prevent people from feeling like they can attend the show. We are open for everyone. We want to include as many people as possible. So don't feel hesitant or shy or that there's no way that you can partake in this experience. So I highly encourage it to all community members of both Fineview, Troy Hill, and all of the city of Pittsburgh. I mean, cross a bridge. You can do it.
We'll work on the tunnel.
All right. We'll work on tunnels next.
Can you set up the scene that we're about
to do? I actually don't know the next one that they're going to do. It's a surprise to me, too.
We're going
to
let Sebastian do it.
So this scene is just after the intermission. Our show does have an intermission. In this scene, play the Duke of Buckingham, who becomes Richard's right-hand man. And in this scene, he's trying to whip up the crowd to support Richard's bid for the throne.
See, where he stands between two clergymen.
Two props of virtue for a Christian prince. And see, a book of prayer in his hand, true ornaments to know a holy man.
I do beseech your grace to pardon me, who, earnest in the service of my God, deferred the visitation of my friends. But leaving this, what is your grace's pleasure?
This noble isle doth want her proper limbs, her face defaced with scars of infamy, her royal stock graft with ignoble plants, and almost shouldered in the swallowing gulf of blind forgetfulness and dark oblivion, which to recure, we heartily solicit your gracious self to take on you the charge and kingly government of this your land, not as protector, steward, substitute, or lowly factor for another's gain, but as successively from blood to blood, your right of birth, your empery, your own. In this just suit come I to move your grace.
I know not whether to depart in silence or bitterly to speak in your reproof. But 'tis no matter, there's no need of me. The royal tree hath left us royal fruit, which, mellowed by the stealing hours of time, will well beget the seat of majesty, and make, no doubt, us happy in his reign. On him I lay that you would lay on me.
My lord, you say that Edward is your brother's son. So say we too, but not by Edward's wife. Your mother lives a witness to that vow. Then, good my lord, take to your royal self this proffered benefit of dignity, if not to bless us and the land withal, yet to draw forth your noble ancestry from the corruption of abusing times unto a lineal, true derived course.
Do, good my lord. Your citizens entreat you.
Alas, why would you heap this care on me? I am unfit for state and majesty.
If you refuse it, as in love and zeal, loath to depose the child, your brother's son, as well we know your tenderness of heart and gentle, kind, effeminate remorse, which we have noted in you to your kin and equally indeed to all estates. Yet, whether you accept or no, our suit or no, your brother's son shall never reign our king, but we will plant some other in the throne to the disgrace and downfall of your house. And in this resolution here we leave you. Come, citizens. Zounds, I'll entreat no more.
Do not swear, my lord of Buckingham. Would you enforce me to a world of care? Cousin of Buckingham, and you sage, grave men, since you will buckle fortune on my back to bear her burden whether I will or no, I must have patience to endure the load.
God bless your grace. We see it and will say it.
In saying so, you shall but say the truth.
Then I salute you with this kingly title. Long live Richard, England's royal king.
Bravo. And there you've got Rachel May, Pulliam, Ryan Bergman, and Sebastian Bedense, all representing Steel City Shakespeare Center. And here's hoping that you've got a good production coming up. Thanks also to Patrick and to Darcy for being with us. And bravo, and best wishes for a great run today
Thank you. Tomorrow,
and then next weekend as well, the 11th and 12th, all at Troy Hill Citizens Park, and then at Fine View Overlook, also on the north side, on May 18th and May 19th, every show at 3 o'clock.